Okay, gentlemen, good evening, good evening. Today we're going to be looking at some of the following halachas. We're going to be looking at, Mitzvah Hashem, at... I want to look at this dynamics with a talis kotan and a talis gadol. How does that work in terms of the bracha? I also would like to look at the whole idea of having a Torah, of having a designated part of the talis, which is where we cover, which covers our head. These are some of the points we're going to be discussing tonight in Mitzvah Hashem, amongst others. Additions. Amazing pointed out yesterday. He reminded me of a statement that Bisol Sananta apparently said. Bisol Sananta said that when you put on the talis, it's a classic of Bisol Sananta, you know, the father of the founder of the Muslim movement. He said when you put the talis on and you throw the tzitzis on your you better make sure that you hit the guy next to you. And exactly, that's exactly it. So Ibn Sal Salanta said, you know, you think you're doing a great mitzvah, the ativa of the tzadik, of the ativa of the talis, kedech ishmaelim. Yeah, in the meantime, you're whacking the guy on your left. And if you've got the hakbod of doing the left and the right, that means you're first hitting the guy on the left, and after you're going lechumah also for the guy on the right, and then you've done your fair share. And then if you're in a rush, you want to do the front one at the speed. You've been yotz and all the way. So it's true. It doesn't have to say famously when you put on talis, do it with a bit of foresight and a bit of left side and a bit of right side. That you should do it with a bit of, and it's true that one should be aware of it. It's about doing it very gently and slowly, but one has to be very conscious about it because inevitably.
If you do it slowly and you're crowded, you can't miss anybody.
So I don't know what the eight is. You've got to do it carefully. There is an Indian. I know myself that we're going to get to these halachas much later, Mitzvah, but it really is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful minik. And it's more than a minik. It's an ancient makoyos for it that one should walk into the shul whilst wearing talis and tefillin, which is so common and normal in Eretz Yisrael in so many places. People do that a lot. Here it's a bit more, well, it's, but to walk into, at least from an outer room into the morning, yeah, there's much reason to do that. It's beautiful. So there, if you do that, you can be a bit more careful about trying not to blind your kind of, so you got to be very careful. That's point number one. Now, point number two, I just mentioned that briefly because I don't know what the makor is. If anybody, I know that there's plenty of people who do that, and there probably is good reason for it as well. What we learned yesterday, the Mishnah said explicitly, whilst explaining the way you do it, you said, and then you do that to the left. It doesn't mention anything about the right. It doesn't mention what. Now, if you look around in shul, you'll see that a lot of people do. A lot of people have the minik, or they're doing it, and then they do it to the right. I don't know if there's a minik, there's a makoy for it. I don't know if it's an established minik, or it just comes from convenience, or it's like people are trying to make space around, and they want to daven with a bit more. So So I don't know if there's any particular. There could be there's a good makoy for it. The Mishnah does not mention it, but it could very well be that there is. It could be this. I don't know. We don't have a Mishnah on it. Now, continue the Shulchan Aruch. We are in Siman Ches. We are in Seif Gimel, starting on the page of page 26 in our Dishu editions of the Mishnah Bura. Seif Gimel. Talis is top line. Talis is Ketanim Shalonu. The talis cotton that we have, which we call wrongly tzitzis, what the custom is that we wear, although we don't do ituf when we put them on. Why don't we do ituf? We just put them on, right? We don't normally wrap ourselves in the talis cotton. We fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis with it without having done an ituf. And the wrapping, nevertheless, were yoitze chayvas tzitzis. It is right, it is proper, it is correct, it's good practice to put them on your head. To put here, we're talking about the tzitzis, the talus cotton. You put it over your head. It is right to put it kind of to cover it, to put it in the width and wrap. When you put it on, you wrap it around your head. To do a wrapping. V'yamoit kach, and it should stand so meutov, wrapped with the talis cotton lefochois, at least kedei hiluch dalet amos, the length, the amount of time that he would take to walk 4 amos, couple of seconds. V'ach kach, and after that, yimshechenu mal roisho, you let go from your head, will b'shen you wait the normal manner. Does anybody do that? No, we don't. Why not? We don't. There's a good reason why we don't do that. B'shtabu in seif cotton, and Seif Cotton Vav, Seif Cotton Vav explains it. Seif Cotton Hey adds another point. Talis is Ketanim. What's the Talis Cotton? V'hu sheish boim shir shakotten ben teisha shonim yiskase b'roishe v'ruboi. Mishnebu tells us that you've got to know when we talk about tzitzis, you must ensure it's got the right size. We will be discussing these halachas at a later point in much greater detail, but now just give a short intro. You've got to make sure that the Talis Cotton has got the right size, which is really, really important. And he said it's going to be that a child of 9 would be able to cover himself, wrap himself up with. Rosh of his head and his most of his body. For God, men you gimel shonim al kolponim lo yisbash, let's say his boy be'akroi be'rchoi. At least a bar mitzvah boy should be covering himself in a way that he's not embarrassed with it. Okay, these are also discussed in the later stage. Okay, but just what we've got to know now is that if we're addressing the question about the bracha of a talis cotton and everything, we've got to know that for sure we're talking about a talis cotton that would have the required share. Okay, but now to the question about why is it that we don't wrap ourselves with the talis cotton when we put it on? Mishnah Berurah says if cotton vav, because yotzim mitva idna. Sorry, sif cotton zayin. Motiv kedei lot. Kedei lot says nami das seven dibinun dafkeitu v'nira. It seems the noy gin shelo levorich klal a talis cotton. It is the norm nowadays. We don't make a bracha on a talis cotton. We don't make bracha on talis cotton. We don't make bracha on tzitzis. Pardon? Some say yeah. But generally, the minig is we don't. Levorich klal a talis cotton. Rak poitin oise bevirkas a talis gadol. Although it's only chronologically, it's only done later. But when we later put on the talis, we do the bracha, and we do it properly. Kedech shmeilim, wrap ourselves up, etc. Then we make the proper bracha in the proper ituf, and that is when we are automatically yoytze also the talis cotton that we wear.
Some people, you said, until they get married, they don't put.
Yes, and they should indeed make a bracha on it. That's right. And that's why boys, or bochim, or whoever doesn't put on the talis, they will make a bracha on the talis cotton, on the tzitzis. Yeah, we'll be talking about that. Yeah.
I just start to say that some of them, they get up at 7 in the morning, they change.
Big gap.
Yeah, big gap. And then they get up at 9. So in those 2 hours, they should really make that.
Yeah, that's a strong, it's an interesting point. It's a very valid point. It doesn't seem from the Mishnah Berurah that he distinguishes about how long the time period is. He seems to be saying categorically, if you look at the words that we just went through now, he's that we can bracha on the talis gadol, we don't need to make a bracha on the talis cotton. He doesn't seem to be saying, yeah, I know, but if it's going to take 2 hours until you put the talis gadol on, you better make sure to make a bracha now. He doesn't say any of that. Which seems to indicate it doesn't matter. Sounds like it. Interesting. So Gideon says that based on what we saw now, based on what we're seeing now, what a bocha or a boy who doesn't put on a talis probably should do ituf. It's a good point that they don't. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah says there is. So it's a good question. I'm beginning. I don't know the answer. They don't. We don't do it. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sebi, continue now with the next topic. Siv Dalet. Machzir shtei tzitzios lefonof. When you have now completed the ituf action of your talis, now you're wearing your talis normally, you're davening, you put on the talis, whatever. Machzir shtei tzitzios lefonof, you should ensure that two tzitzis in front, v'shtayim le'achov, and two in the back. Why? Kedei she mesoive v'mitzvahs, that you should be surrounded by mitzvahs. Should be surrounded by mitzvahs. On a side note, it's mentioned here that it's important that you should be surrounded by mitzvahs. It is. We're going to talk later, not tonight. We're going to be talking later about wearing tzitzis out. Sometimes it is feasible to wear tzitzis out. Sometimes it's not necessarily possible to wear tzitzis out, and we're going to be talking about that sometimes, depending on where one spends one day and what one does. Sometimes it's not quite feasible. However, if going with the in a scenario, in a setting that one is able to wear the tzitzis out, say you're only working in Sweden or whatever the situation may be, that you're able to wear the tzitzis out. It is, the Mishtibu, the Shlomo Zalman points out, based on the Shulchan Aruch over here, that one should make sure that the tzitzis are... How should they be out?
Four
corners, yeah. Two in the front, two in the back. The real place of the tzitzit should be two in the front and two in the back, as opposed to having both of them neatly, So, again, it's only if one is anyway able to wear the tzitzit out, etc. But if one is, the Shlomo Zalman says, based on what we see now, it's two in the front, two in the back. So it should be two in the front and two in the back. It shouldn't be, must be a better way of explaining this.
It shouldn't be perpendicular to each other.
Which makes a lot of sense. It's also relevant in terms of this Shulchan Aruch is going to be mentioned at a later stage again when it comes to, for instance, back when we have, when we say, Moshe Feinstein, for instance, took this, when we say Shema, which we'll be learning at a much later stage, Mitzvah Shem, when we say Shema, so the halacha is when we say Shema, we hold the tzitzit in our hand. Now, how many tzitzit do we hold in our hand? So some do four, and Moshe Feinstein said, no, don't do four. You only do the front two. Because the front two are in the front, the back two are in the back, and ought to remain so, because the default position of tzitzis is two in the front, two in the back.
But as we say, our compost arises, as we say, I thought
that was... Yeah, that's the argument against, but I'm just saying, the Moshe seems to have learned that you can't take them from the back to the front, because that's not the real positioning. So, okay, I'm just pointing out that one has to remember always that when it comes to tzitzis, yeah, it's two in the front, two in the back. And it's something to remember. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes on to a fascinating topic, which is a lot of discussion in the Achronim about that, which is Sivkotn Tes. Tzitzios, Nagu, the Minigis, Lasois, in Sivkotn Tes, yeah? Nagu, the Minigis, Lasois, a Torah, to make a, what's a Torah literally? A crown. Mechatichas Meshi, from a tiny bit of, Meshi. Silt, yeah. Le simon, as a simon, shoysan tzitzis, shelefonov, yule oilum lefonov. He then brings, from the Achronim, from the Morgan Avraham, an extra. Okay, I understand. You gotta have two in the front, two in the back. But how do I make sure that the two in the front are always going to be the ones in the front? And the two in the back are always going to be, talking about the talus, yeah? And two in the back are always going to be the ones in the back. So how do I do? I take a silk little shtickle, which is called Atora, and the crown. Why is it the crown? Because it's going over your head, and thereby ensuring that the front two is going to be in the front, and the back two is going to be in the back. That's the reason why we have an Atora on our Talesim. Mishabu brings a fascinating Makoy for this, which I want to look at as well for a minute. Kemosh Omu Chazal, the Gemara says, Keresh, beautiful, so interesting, fascinating. Keresh, the beam, Shezocha Betzofoin, in the Mishkan, the Keresh, the Koshim, the one which was Hoyel Oilom Betzofoin, the northern part of the Keresh, those beams, they're always had to be designated, they had to make a sign that part is always going to be in the Mishkan. The ones which are going to be different parts of the Mishkan, they're also to be designated to the other part of the Mishkan. So don't say, yeah, all these beams, or they're all part of the Mishkan, you know, go here, go there, go anywhere. No. The ones which are leaning to the Kodesh Kedoshim, they are always to be in that position. The ones which are further away, they are to be always further away. You can't swap and change and everything. It doesn't go like that. You've got to be... Yeah, so he finishes off with Kisvi Ari. Here again, a quotation of the Arizal. Kosef Shalori Makbid Al Zed. Ari Hakadosh was not Makbid on that. He said, no. It's all part of the talus. Front, back, right, left. Doesn't make a difference as long as it's all part of the talus. So, but we've got to use the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham, again, he says, you've got to make sure that the front two are always in the front, the back two are always in the back. And that's where we've got the. So the Mishnah does bring it as halacha, but you should make sure the top two is in the front and the front two is in the front. The Ari didn't care about it. So pick whatever you want.
There's an exception as well, isn't there?
What's the exception?
If the front ones are worn,
that
you should switch it
around. Switch it round. Aha, is that what we say? That we're allowed to switch it round? I wasn't aware. I thought you're not allowed to switch it round. He said you're allowed to switch it round? I thought you're not allowed to switch around the front to the back. Who doesn't have our Torah?
I think
the Chabad? Okay, so that's the mamash based on that Kisvei Arizal. So, you see, because it is based on an assumption, I understand when it comes to the Mishkan, I can appreciate, and I feel there's a bit of a difference between the Mishkan and the Talis. By the Mishkan, the Goshim, which were the Kurdish, the... The Keresh, which were part of the beams, which were part of the Kodesh Kodoshim, the Kodesh, which were leaning, which was that part, the most holy, the most heiliger part of the Mishkan. You see, I can appreciate that always has to remain so, but when it comes to the Talis, would you say that the Talis, why do I need to care that the front two should always be in the front and the back two in the back? Is there any difference in Kedusha? Is there something more heilig about the front than the back?
It says the front.
The old four tzitzis.
It says that they're maybe nearer to the head. Oh.
So it could be. I mean, the answer seems to be that the head is more. The tzitzis, which are closer to the head, are more special, are more heilig. But it's a big chiddush. Why we do the front two only, yeah, as opposed to the four? I don't remember.
You said the Yemenites and the Adani.
Yeah, what do they
when
do?
They cover, when they put the talit, they cover themselves, like, you know, a soldier at the back. And all the four is in the front.
Ah, really?
Yeah, but I listened to them, they said, that's Atifa.
Yeah, it sounds good, sounds right.
And all that, put it like this on your back, you know, it's moving. You know, when you put it around you,
it's a good ituf, yeah, it makes sense. Sounds like a nice ituf, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. So there we go. So Rabbi says, so that's where, if you want to know where it comes, but the main thing, what we're seeing over here, we want to understand why we have an Atorah. Why do we have a silk part by the head? The answer is, Mishnah will say the name of the Magavon. The reason is because we want to make sure that the front two is in the front, the back two is in the back, and that seems to be based on the understanding that the front two are more heilig, and therefore you can't swap it. You can't use the front two in the back, and vice versa, because there seems to be more kedusha to the front two than to the back two. Probably, as you are mentioning, because it's the head. Head has got more kedusha. It's probably, I don't know, the chassid, many yidden have the amakpit to have a very beautiful atoris made out of silver and made out of, it's very, very nice. There's probably an element of hidur mitzvah in it, although, yeah, there probably is an element of hidur mitzvah in it. But it's probably all based on that the head part of the It's all that meshi instead of that meshi, that it's the front part of the tzitzis, which the front part of the talus is more heilig. What about the talus cotton? Do we also need to ensure there that the front and the back are not swapped? Absolutely. The answer is yes. Here again, we seem to be assuming that the front two are so although it's got nothing to do much with the head. Correct. Yeah, according to Ari, it won't make a difference. Absolutely, yeah. According to Magen Avraham, there's still room to be makbid on that.
If you have the T-shirt, then
exactly. So that's why they are cut. That's the reason why they are cut in a way. There's various, they're cut differently. That's all in order to make sure that the way you're going to put on your tzitzis, the way you're going to put on your talus cotton is you're going to be consistent, and you put the front always in the front, the back in front. What is interesting is that that it's not there. It's got nothing to do with the head, arguably. Right. The reason why we said the front two are more. We say it's probably something connected to the head. With the talus cotton, it's probably nothing much to do with the head. No? What do you think? The consistency, yeah. I want to do, let's see if we can manage to do hey as well. Mevorech leis atev betzitzis. When we make the bracha, we make the bracha mevorch leis atev betzitzis, as opposed to when you say the bracha leis atev betzitzis, as opposed to al mitzvah tzitzis. Yeah, but I think what he's referring to over here is atev betzitzis. I think is as opposed to leis atev instead of batzitzis. Yeah, that's what Mishabu says. If got yud peshvot achas abeis leis atev betzitzis as opposed to batzitzis. That's what Adam Shabur learns. Now, im shnayim or shloshim is atfim betalas kachas. What happens if a few people? Why don't we just share the talas? You know, why don't we just do one talas instead of shnayim ochsim betalas? Yeah, why can't we just share the talas? How about that? To a warning, share the talas. You do the left, I do the right. Would that work? So that's the Shulchan Aruch discusses. Share one, two people, one talus. Im shnayim shloshim satfim betalus kachas. If two or three people are simultaneously when putting one talus on, kula mevorchim, they can all make a bracha. Veim rotzu echem mevorchim v'acherim yanu amen. Alternatively, you can have one person making a bracha and everybody else is yoytze with it by saying amen. So I think that the nekudas achidus of the Shulchan Aruch is that you can have a scenario that few people are wrapping the, you can have three people using simultaneously one talus. Everybody's doing an ituf, and everybody's making a single. Everybody's making a bracha, so that could work. Rabbi said summarize what we learned this evening. We spoke about the. The dynamics with the talus cotton. We learned that generally you could make an ituv on a talus cotton and making a bracha with that. Generally, the meaning is we don't make a bracha on a talus cotton if you wear a talus gadol, because that's your poiter talus cotton by the bracha of talus gadol. We also spoke about the halacha of having the two tzitzis in the front, two tzitzis in the back. We said that's what the background of the silk atore is, and he said that Ari did not was not makpid on that. We also said that why generally one should always ensure the four it's to surround our bodies by mitzvahs. We spoke about Evochlis Ativ, Batzitzis, as opposed to Batzitzis, and we also spoke about that in theory it's possible for one person to make a bocha, and three people wearing a talus, and everybody makes his own bocha. Okay, Abu Sallis for this evening.